Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the IMT Des Moines Marathon, October 19th and 20th, with six race events including the full and half marathons, marathon relay, 5K, and more. Deadline for late summer registration is September 22nd. Register at DesMoinesMarathon.com.
And we're back with more of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, at this time of year, at the start of the new academic season, we like to check in with Iowa colleges and universities to see what's new and what challenges they're facing specifically. Terry Merle is with us, president of the Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City today. President Merle, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Because a number of our listeners will not be familiar with your community college, start off by telling us a little bit about it.
Sure. Western Iowa Tech is a comprehensive community college, meaning we have programs that lead right into the job market or programs that students can take and then transfer on to a four-year school and complete their bachelor's degree. We serve six counties in northwest Iowa, primarily the Sioux City area, but we also include Lamars, Denison, Cherokee, Mapleton, a number of other communities in the northwest Iowa area. We've been around for about 53 years, got 6,000 students this fall, and love to talk a little bit more about other things that your listeners might be interested in.
Right. Talk a little bit about the programs. You have about 70 programs that you offer. What programs do you like to highlight?
Holy cow. Well, we've got a number of programs that are really neat for us. Number one is we're one of three band instrument repair programs in the world.
Really?
And we're the only one that you can get an associate's degree. The other two are diploma programs. So we kind of have the Cadillac program for band instrument repair technicians. So if you've played in a band in high school and damaged your instrument, our folks probably were one of those.
All instruments? Or are we talking brass or what type of instruments?
Mostly the brand, so the band instruments, so definitely brass, but a number of others as well. We used to have a piano tuning program, not much call for that, I guess, anymore, so we don't have that program anymore.
Go ahead.
We also have a police science program, really for the western part of the state of Nebraska, many of the police officers have gone through our program. Many nursing and health science programs, which tend to be really the backbone of community colleges. I'm not aware of a community college that does not have a nursing program, and there always seems to be a nursing shortage. I know I've been president here at Western Iowa Tech for 8 years, and we have expanded our nursing openings by about 100 slots in those 8 years. So we continue to have a huge demand for nursing. We've got video game design program, which is kind of a neat one for us. And this year we added app development, so students are able to work and figure out how to create their own apps. We've got lots of networking programs and then lots of what you would think of as our traditional vocational programs, the automotive, engineering, welding, HVAC, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. I understand you have an interesting outreach in terms of international students this year.
Yeah, some people have kind of questioned me, community college, why do you have an international program? And, you know, it really started when we were working with our businesses and kind of heard the same story over and over and over again. And that is, you know, when we started, we were really competitive locally. At some point, we had to get more regional than national, and now we have to be competitive internationally, and we don't really know the cultures or languages or much about the new communities that we want to be competitive in, and or have companies from those communities trying to be competitive here at home. And so we started an international program, which initially was just sending students from the Siouxland region out into the world. So we would have 2 week over the Christmas break, 3 weeks over the summer, where we would go to a number of different places. Our businesses told us that they need more exposure to some of the culture. So we started an international program and started bringing students in. We've really got kind of three neat things that I don't think any other school has. Number one is we're the only college in North America that the country of South Korea sends students to. So they'll send us about 300 students a year primarily to help them learn English and to study the health sciences.
Mm. How did you develop that specific link with South Korea?
That's one of those that you just get surprised by. But the primary thing is our dean of international education is of Korean descent.
I see.
And so over about a 3 or 4 year period, we really were able to work with some universities and then work with the government and ended up getting that set up. But we're kind of the Harvard of South Korea, if you will. So if you go to any of the schools in South Korea, the hardest shirt to get is a Western Iowa Tech shirt over Harvard and some of the other schools that they've got. So
I understand.
It's a neat program we've got.
I understand you have some international students also from South America.
Yeah, so we just started this year. We applied for the ability to get a certain visa which allows students to go to school and to work. The normal education visa that you get, students can come to school, but they're really not here to take jobs away. The J-1 visa that we've got is a little bit different in that it's a cultural exchange, and the cultural exchange is on the business side. So this fit well with what we were trying to do, worked with a number of businesses who will actually scholarship the students as they come over. And we also have an extreme workforce problem here in Northwest Iowa. I think at one point, Sioux City's, or the Woodbury County, which is where Sioux City is in, had a 1.9% unemployment rate. A couple of adjoining counties had 1.1 and 1.3. Mm. So employers were kind of stealing employees from each other. We actually got this J-1 visa, which allows 80 students to come in, and for 18 months, they can study, and then they can work in their field. So we're doing culinary and robotics, very heavy food processing industry in our area. So the students are able to come to school for 12 hours a week, and then we'll work for 40 hours a week. So they're being worked pretty hard while they're here, but while they're doing that, then the businesses end up scholarshiping the cost of their education. And for the most part, these students probably would have never have been able to travel internationally to go to school. Many of them probably wouldn't have been able to afford school in their home country. But the students are coming from both Chile and Brazil. Mm-hmm. And we're fortunate that we have staff members here from both of those countries that had connections, and that allowed us really to get into those countries.
I have to ask President Merle if our current immigration policy has complicated those efforts to recruit international students. Are there additional hoops to jump through? Is it a little different dance to do to get students from abroad to study here in Iowa?
Well, it took us about 13 months to get the J-1 visas approved. So what you do is you apply as a school and tell the federal government what you're trying to do. I don't know what their normal processing time was, but 13 months was quite a long time for us to wait. I think we had some really prominent businesses here that really supported it, so I think that helped. Outside of that, we really have not seen that issue. Primarily, it's because the visas are for the students to come, do the training, and then return. J-1's also a different visa in that it requires you to go back home. So there's some visas, like the F-1, which is the normal school visa. You can come in and then go to school, and then you can apply for other visas and maybe work or do some other things. J-1 really was the intent. You come in for 18 months, and then you go home. Mm-hmm. And we've got processes in place to make sure that the students do just that.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, Terry Merle is with me, president of Western Iowa Tech Community College, located in Sioux City. As he mentioned at the start of the program, about 5,600 students currently, 70 different programs. We'd like to talk with our Iowa colleges and universities at the start of the academic year to find out what they're facing in terms of challenges and what they have to be proud of. And we've heard a lot of that here so far from President Merle. Let me ask you just straight out, what would you say, President Merle, are your biggest challenges currently?
Well, funding is always a challenge, and it's really a challenge primarily because we're not able to do everything that we believe we could do for our students or for our communities. See, community colleges are just a little bit different in that we were created primarily to serve our communities. So we have 6-county region, and that's really our primary mission. So it's not maybe where the universities have a broader mission to do some other things. Ours really is to make sure that our communities are as successful as they can be. And I'm a proponent is that the college can be no more successful than the communities that we serve. So always more funding would allow us to do more for folks, but what
Your funding comes from tuition, just to make sure we understand the inputs there. The funding comes from tuition. Where else?
So about a third of our funding comes from the state, and about 5% of our funding comes from local property taxes, and then the rest comes from tuition, which is somewhere around 60%. So our students shoulder most of the burden, and one of the concerns, I guess, that I have is because of our tuition rate, I believe there are some potential students in our region who just aren't able to attend school because they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And if you're not able to afford a community college, you really don't have a whole lot of other options for gaining skills. And we need those folks with skills in our communities to make our communities go.
Tell us, what does it cost to attend your college for a year?
It's about $175 a credit hour. So it's going to be maybe a little over $5,000 a year, which for many folks in the middle class doesn't seem like it's overwhelming. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck, it can be quite daunting for you.
How does the debt look for the student that graduates after a couple years?
It all depends on how they do. There's some really great programs in place now, which we're hoping is going to really impact that, one being Future Ready Iowa, which I want to make sure that we get an opportunity to talk about. Mm-hmm. But our students are going to be there's only a limit of what you can borrow your freshman and sophomore year in school. So most of our students, the most you would end up being able to borrow is $10,000, right around there. And the vast majority of our students are going to borrow much less than that.
Let's talk about Future Ready Iowa. Your school is one of many that's beginning to participate in Governor Kim Reynolds' new program. Remind us quickly, what is Future Ready Iowa?
Well, there's many programs in Future Ready Iowa, and I think we're fortunate to have a governor who really sees some of the issues that are going on within our communities and is brave enough to put forward some ideas of what we can do to make an impact on that. And I think Future Ready Iowa really is a collection of many of those. One of the items in Future Ready Iowa is something that's called the Last Dollar Scholarship. And that's really where it impacts community colleges. The Last Dollar Scholarship is something where students who are looking at going into what are deemed high-demand jobs, for the most part, the ones, if you look in the paper and businesses have a hard time finding, welding, nurses, HVAC technicians, electricians, a number of other areas. So those would be high-demand jobs. If a student comes to a community college, the student has to apply for financial aid, and then whatever financial aid doesn't cover, they can get a scholarship from Future Ready Iowa. So it really allows us as a state to ensure that we're going to have the workforce, not only for the businesses that are here, but also of potential businesses who may want to come into our communities.
Mm-hmm. What type of green energy opportunities are your students going into? Northern and Northwest Iowa, big place for producing wind energy, for instance. But there's also solar energy as a green energy as well.
Correct. Yeah, we've got, I guess, a number where you can go in and look into that. Wind and solar are huge, but there's also opportunities now within the building trades. It's of how do you build buildings that are much greener. So it's not you actually creating the energy, but of making sure that everything works well within that. And then there's still, it's amazing, biodiesel and the biofuels are still huge in this area. And so that's something that we work with a little bit. And then I guess ethanol, which kind of fits within those biofuels.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be the programs we have.
Right. Give us a sense of your student body, about 5,600 mm-hmm. students. Give us a sense of their ages, who they tend to be, what stage of life they tend to be in, how they came to your door there to get a degree.
Sure. Well, the fun thing about a community college is that you could almost, throw a dart out there and you'd find somebody that's got somewhat of that demographic in our community college. We get students from as young as 13 and 14 who are very high advancing students in school who want to challenge themselves on up to, I think we've had students in their 70s taking classes with us.
Wow.
Both of those that I mentioned are very rare that we have, but a majority of usually the way I explain to people is almost any way you could think of students for us, it's going to be 50-50. So half of our students are going to be the traditional age students that you think of, that 18 to 22-year-old student right out of high school. And then about half of our students are going to be, and I don't like non-traditional as a student, but students who are maybe coming to school after they've tried something else in life. So they'd be, you know, that 25 to 45 or so students who maybe have worked for a while and now are coming back to gain a different skill.
Mm-hmm. What does your student body look like in terms of diversity?
Sure. We are one of the most diverse community colleges in the state. This year, and we just got our information from the fall, we're going to be 55% white and 45% something other than that. And now we've got kind of multiple races are a thing that you put in. Our international student population goes there, but then really Latino, Asian, African-American. And our strongest is, as far as numbers, is Latino.
Mm-hmm. How do you measure satisfaction with your college? What metrics do you use?
Well, it depends on who you are. So, you know, one of the things that I really believe is we have to connect with our community. And so we've done some community surveys over the years and found that about 85% of our community thinks favorably of Western Iowa Tech. So we really like that as a measure. Every year we do a survey of our students, and we do a couple of different ways. Number one is each course, there's a course survey, and then over the course of the year, we do something that's called CESE Community College Survey of Student Engagement, where the students kind of explain how satisfied they are with what they're getting, and it's a 4-point range, and we're in the mid 3.5, 3.6 on that.
What is the metric that
improvement?
What is the metric that gives you the most satisfaction looking at your college as the president?
Well, one of the things that's I guess kind of the reason I'm in community college and the reason I've stayed in community colleges is because we really have an opportunity to impact the students that stay in our community. So about 90% of our students are going to stay within driving distance of our community. Now, we're on the border, so some of those may be in Nebraska, some of those may be in South Dakota, but a majority are going to be here in Iowa. And, you know, we can have a direct impact on our community and the goals of people that live within our community. Probably the neatest thing, at least from my perspective in the 8 years in my position, is we have a international honor society called Phi Theta Kappa. And Phi Theta Kappa are really honor students of all two-year community colleges. There's 1,300 chapters across the nation, which means the strong majority of community colleges in the nation have a Phi Theta Kappa chapter. This year, our Phi Theta Kappa chapter was designated as first runner-up. So it kind of means if you're in a football, our students made it to the championship game, and we just barely lost in the championship game. Mm-hmm. So we got second. And the reason I like that is because our Phi Theta Kappa chapter are really our student leaders and our future leaders of our community. Mm-hmm. And we're putting out some of the best future leaders of any community across the nation.
What about this workforce problem that you identified a little bit earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Are you making a dent in it? Can you see your impact there, getting employers the type of skilled people they need? Is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, we hope so. I think the issue right now primarily for our community is just numbers. With the 1.9% unemployment, I think it's a matter of we just don't have enough bodies for all of the jobs that we have. I think if we were able to produce more, we could potentially attract more businesses and attract more people to our communities. So, you know, I guess it depends on how you measure it. But overall, I think we're really happy with what we're doing. One of the things that I didn't mention, Western Iowa Tech, which we're about the fifth or sixth largest community college in the state, actually issued the most credentials of any community college in the state of Iowa. part of that is because we're trying to go directly to what the businesses need and only have the students complete either a certificate or a diploma if that's what the businesses need, or go in and get the associate's degree if that's what they need. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the ways that we're trying to put out the workforce that our communities need.
President Murrell, you said you'd been at Western Iowa Tech Community College for 8 years. Look down the road 5 or 10 years into the future. What do you hope will be different about your college?
Well, I don't know about different. The things that I hope are the same are that we continue to connect with our learners and provide an experience that is meaningful to them. And we continue to connect with our communities and are at the table when decisions are made as to where our communities want to go, so that we can be seen as a resource of helping them get there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe put
outside
it
of that, almost anything can change.
Maybe I'll put it a little different way. What outside forces, what ways which our workforce, our society is changing that you can anticipate you'll be responding to in the next 5 or 10 years? What trends do you see out there?
Well, probably the biggest thing is move towards automation.
Right.
You know, a lot of businesses, again, without the workforce, are looking at automating things, which has really increased, like our robotics program and other areas like that. One of the things that we have done to try to respond to that is every one of our students receives a high-end MacBook Air, whether you're taking one class or you're taking full-time. And due to that, we actually got named an Apple Distinguished School. We're one of... They say less than a handful, so I'm taking it as one of four community colleges ever to have received that designation. And I think what we continue to do with Tech in our middle name, Western Iowa Tech, is to find ways to use technology to bridge that gap for what our businesses need.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. President Terry Murrell, president of the Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City. President Murrell, thank you for joining us this half hour.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
River to River is produced by Rick Brewer, Caitlin Harrop, and Matt Alvarez. Also help today from Julia DiGiacomo. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.